We face many obstacles, some being out of our control, like partners still not wanting to conduct programming right away, along with just others. Just lack of clarity all around, just from the pandemic, I want to say, has been a major obstacle in reopening Wally. Just, there's just a lack of clarity and uncertainty about whether or not what the correct protocol is, I want to say. But there's been a lot of obstacles, but luckily we've been able to kind of like just go ahead and do it, which has been very exciting. we've seen a decline in cases. People have been getting vaccinated. So that's always been a very good, performance indicator, I want to say. But there's a better word. Anyway, trying to think of obstacles. Yeah, partners involved. We haven't seen a whole lot of partners doing outreach services in person. We've been seeing a lot of digital programming, but we want to try and step away from that and just test the waters, see how things go, but we're excited for what comes next.
And I also want to add that this came at an interesting time. We had already two locations in San Antonio that we had to pause due to the pandemic. But installing this site was at a new location. This was a new laundromat owner, a new partner, a person that Lisa's been in contact with for about a year now, a little bit before the pandemic. So this is a new relationship, a new location. And so, you know, some of those obstacles were, you know, one, making sure that the community was interested. And so as we were talking to laundromat patrons and installing at the space, people know about the program. Getting our partners on board. So as our sort of, as Lisa mentioned, kind of getting out of this COVID pandemic fear of being outside, of not doing outreach, really trying to pioneer what outreach looks like post-pandemic, and especially in this dynamic program. And then three, creating that space so that people felt comfortable, people felt safe, and that they felt welcome to use the facilities and use it safely. And so that, of course, brought unique design challenges, like where to put the adult space versus like the kids' space. How can we make sure that the laptops and the iPads are secure? How can we make sure that the staff and the attendants on site know how to get the devices in and out? So, you know, a lot of those basic setup and breakdown questions, as well as long-term, what does this site look like for the future? And as we're expanding later in the year into two more sites is our hope with this particular owner. So what do these spaces look like now?
I can also add something related to the tech details there. We had an interesting challenge where we were replacing some of the mounts, the security mounts for some of the devices. And they happen to be really strongly adhered to the surfaces of the tables. So we got to figure out how to remove those and then install some new ones that we did some research on in advance of getting there. But yeah, little things like that were an experimental element to this too, because the Wally program is evolving and we want to always improve it and find better ways to do that with different tech stuff too. So I was happy to be there for that.